2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hello, ladies.
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Here we go. The 15-minute morning show on Halloween.
Yes.
Around the penis-shaped table, we've got Gandhi.
Hello.
Scary is sitting in Brody's chair, so hopefully it'll make him funnier.
It doesn't make Brody funnier.
Hi-oh.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. Sorry, Brody.
And there's Garrett, and there's Danielle. Yours truly, Wonder Woman. I had a fun Halloween. That was great.
That was fun.
It is.
The day flew by today. I felt like it went so fast.
I know.
See, I think it went by slowly.
No.
I don't know. Garrett, fast or slow for you?
A little slow for me.
Yeah, that was a scary.
It was slow for me.
God, I hate you.
Yeah, it usually is pretty slow when you're involved.
Hey,
yeah.
Thank you.
Went too fast.
I wish birthday boy Froggy was with us.
I love my
Froggy.
I know.
Anyway, there's Straight Nate out there. He's refusing to be a part of the podcast. Oh, well. So, did you guys have a nice Halloween?
Yes, so far. Observation. See, that's the thing. Halloween's not over yet.
No.
And I noticed Danielle's already packing up, stealing the decorations and the candy. You're trying to take stuff home.
I'm like, Party City sent these beautiful, glittery, black and white pumpkins in silver.
Gorgeous.
Right. And they're gorgeous. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this
looks
so cute. I am.
Gandhi's taking them.
I'm taking two of them. Mm-hmm. And she said, well, why don't we leave it here today? We'll get it tomorrow. No, it's going to go missing. I see stuff.
Well, when is Halloween over? Isn't it? I mean, you guys argued that.
I think Halloween goes on until Saturday night this weekend.
Yeah, we technically keep your decorations up.
There's our
weekend.
Sales manager, Alex Zagrin. He's dressed as a
sales manager.
As a very, very, very desperate sales guy.
Very desperate.
He's nailing it.
He said he needed to talk to you, Elvis.
Uh-oh.
Should I go talk to him?
Yeah, go talk.
Okay, I'm going to talk to him.
Oh, I thought you were going to bring him in here to talk live on the podcast.
No, not this.
Uh-oh.
You guys, I'll be right back.
Bye. So, who had the best costume today?
Elvis.
Yeah.
I killed it again.
Danielle did. No offense. My makeup was the best.
Danielle's costume looked amazing.
Thank you. My makeup is the best only because I didn't do it myself. Thank you, Dina with the pink hair.
I like how seriously you take it.
Yes.
A lot of people half-ass it. Admittedly, I kind of half-assed mine.
I 100% half-assed mine.
I definitely half-assed mine.
Yeah.
But no, I don't think you guys.
They came together.
If I had had a better wig, it would have been spot on, Danielle.
Yeah. See, I think funny-wise, like yours should win the funny category because that was great. And
no,
you
but yours
did Danielle.
Too.
Yours was very clever.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. But I feel like Danielle and Nate, you win, you win.
Oh, thank you. And Elvis.
I feel like I love it so much that I would be mad at myself if I didn't take it seriously.
Yeah.
To me, this is like the day I look forward to every year.
But how are you going? You're going to go home and then dress as a pineapple. I think you're at your best right now just staying this all day.
Here's the thing. I'm thinking about that. I like to be comfortable when we go out and we're trick-or-treating and it gets cold and, you know, we go to Cece Sabathia's house tonight, you know. So I put on a onesie. I always wear a onesie. And then I was a unicorn last year. This year I found this really cute pineapple onesie. My girlfriend and I are matching. And so it's different. I like to change it up.
I think you'll get a lot more attention if you keep it, like, right now.
All right, I have to think about it.
Okay, I got a question. Because I don't have kids. I don't know how they work. Yeah. I don't know what they eat. I don't know what goes on with kids. How old do they have to be to go trick-or-treating on their own? Will you ever let them?
My son is 14 now, and if he wanted to go with his friends, I would let him go this year. I probably would not have let him go. This is probably the first year.
14, 13, 14,
I say.
Okay.
But with friends, not by yourself.
No, going by yourself is
like
weird.
Like even last night, he went toilet papering with his friends, and I toilet papered with the little one and our friends. So yeah.
Okay, who allowed you to toilet paper? Because you said this like 3 times.
What do you mean allowed? Who said allowed?
So you just did it?
Hell,
aren't people pissed
I did
off?
It. No, they're all actually texting me this morning, cracking up, going, "We saw you on the camera." So. The police officer pulled me over and said,
"What happened there?"
As long as you're toilet papering people's houses that you know, he was cool with it. He said, "Have a good time and just be safe." So, he didn't want me to go on people's properties. He didn't want me to egg. He didn't want me to do shaving cream, and I didn't do any of that.
Did you get pulled over?
I did. I got pulled over.
So did you get pulled over for driving, or saw you with the toilet paper?
I got pulled over because my kids were toilet papering someone's house, and my lights were off on my car as I was in the middle of the road trying to be
the getaway car.
Yes.
Mm. Not suspicious at all.
The thing is that, you know, I know Mischief Night is a regional thing. I hear. You know, it's like a Northeast, North Jersey and New York thing. Mm-hmm. They do the toilet paper thing in New Jersey, which is cool and all. But in where I came from, in the boroughs and in other parts of the city, they literally would take take an egg.
Narrow,
and they would
egg.
They would put two pinholes in it. They would blow the yolk and the white out of the one side of the egg, leaving it hollow. And then they would take Nair.
Yep, Nair
and egg. They would fill it with Nair. And they'd have Nair bombs. Yep. And they would throw it at your head.
Was it for the smell or to bald you?
No, to bald you.
My friend James Caccaro got hit in the head with a Nair bomb. And I swear to God, he had a big patch of bald spot for weeks. He had to wear a baseball cap.
You remember chalk socks, too?
Chalk socks!
They would knock up chalk socks.
Stockings.
They would put nylons. Women's nylons and whip it around and smack you.
They would bang first. They would bang the chalk against the sidewalk
and
inside the
up.
Sock no inside the nylon kidding. Sock, and then they would smack everybody in the head with it.
And then say Happy Halloween.
Mischief Night in the Bronx, where I lived, is the same thing as where you grew up. I would hide because people would say to me,
"It's like a purge."
People would say,
"You're describing the purge."
We're going bombing. We're going bombing
it,
tonight.
They'd say, and I go, "Yeah, we're going bombing." It was called bombing.
It was called bombing.
Oh, and it was.
Isn't it crazy how that changed?
They would do. It wasn't just the eggs and the fun stuff.
And I got one more thing.
Danielle
remembers
this. Life used to be so much more fun.
Yeah, yeah.
We used to take the Barbasol shaving cream cans, and you don't have the plastic tip. Danielle knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
We used to turn on the burner on your house stove.
That's crazy.
And you used to hold it, the tip, up to the burner so it would melt in such a way that when you press the button.
Yeah.
It would squirt like 100 miles an hour at you.
No,
so when you press the button
like
on the shaving cream,
string.
And you would be armed with a case of Barbasol that was pre-done, and you'd go, and you'd have eggs, throwing eggs with shaving cream, and some of them had Nair in it, and some of them were just regular raw eggs. They would throw eggs at the buses.
I'm bringing all
this
back.
This was like, you would not take a city bus.
Bringing it back.
Danielle, remember you take a city bus on Halloween?
You don't.
Stay away.
Don't
go to
school
on Halloween.
Can we laugh at the fact that every time Scary was describing the Nair egg and his bald friend, he hit his head and there were puffs of powder flying off his head from his Mr. Rogers costume?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Wow. See, I don't know about any of this.
No,
I grew up in Erie, Pennsylvania.
We never did any of this.
I mean, we would have hoodlums throwing eggs at the car, and I remember one time my dad driving around to the different grocery stores asking who bought eggs last night
because
his car got egged and
Detective
he was so pissed
Marino.
Off.
Yeah, they do that. Actually, they would have the lookout for, remember shaving cream? Like if someone was buying a lot of cans of shaving cream or a lot of eggs.
The deli owner wouldn't sell it to you.
No,
they would hide the eggs. You got to be 21 or over to buy eggs on Halloween. I swear to God.
Like being 21 is going to stop me from egging your house.
But that's like where we grew up, like I didn't know what homecoming was.
What?
We didn't have homecoming. We didn't have homecoming king and queen. And
what?
Homecoming king.
We didn't have Friday Night Lights.
Nothing.
What
nothing
the hell was that?
Like
that TV show Friday Night Lights?
The South.
You guys make it sound
team?
Like you grew up in prison.
Well, my cheerleading team had sweatpants and a sweatshirt. That was our uniform.
They didn't have
a sweatshirt and a black sweatshirt.
They didn't have any of this because they were too busy egging everybody.
I know.
I did not egg anyone.
You guys were creating weapons, cheering in sweatshirts. This is jail.
Last week, I went to Dayton for that haunted house thing. And it was a Friday night. I'm like, why is this haunted house place so empty? They're like, dude, it's Friday night. Everyone who's anyone is out at a high school football game right now.
Yep.
Friday Night Lights, man.
I'm like,
and I'm like,
that
was never a thing.
Not in
huge.
The Bronx, not
we
in
used
Brooklyn.
To toilet paper people's houses out of revenge. It was never
that's what
this
we
is
did.
A fun thing.
Really?
It was like,
it was
bitch,
never
I
a fun
hate
thing.
You. Yeah.
No, we do it out of fun, like to get our friends and
oh, no.
Yeah,
no.
Because if you came out and there was toilet paper, I remember my dad, like, you know, pissing and moaning, swearing, trying to get this wet toilet paper up off
see,
the ground.
See, I got pissed last night that I didn't get hit.
Really?
Like, we got home, I'm like, dude, because we had a 10 o'clock curfew in our neighborhood for the kids. I'm like, dude, where's the toilet paper? We didn't get hit. This is sucks.
What kind of toilet paper did you use?
Okay, so now here's the thing. I'm going to tell you
set
something.
Up from our good friends at Charmin.
You need to use the crappier toilet paper.
One ply.
Right.
Why?
Because for some reason, it's better and it's easier to clean up. Because
it's built for nature.
I don't know.
Like bark.
The stuff they have here at the station, that one feels like you're wiping your ass with like tree bark.
Like sandpaper.
That's the stuff you need.
Okay, I'm
the
back. Is this what I missed? The toilet paper conversation?
No, we were talking about toilet paper in people's houses.
The stuff isn't as good to toilet paper people's houses with.
Huh.
Yeah, plus it's more expensive.
More expensive.
What was that thing that we were talking about this morning when I told you that my friend saw on his Ring doorbell camera a girl run up to the porch, put candy there, and
put
run.
Candy.
What is that? You called it something.
Ghosting or booed?
Booed.
So what is what would be booed? How would you get booed?
It's the same thing. Ghosting or booed. Someone just puts like a little bag of candy on your porch, and then you're supposed to pay it forward and do somebody else.
Okay, so it's a nice gesture.
Is it wrong that I'm just going to go home tonight by myself and do nothing?
No,
that's
totally fine. I'm hiding. I'm not going to give away candy.
Oh, you
we didn't
suck.
What? My girlfriend's not going to be home. I'm not going to give away candy
by
myself.
Why not?
It's so creepy. A guy giving candy?
You live in the house?
Yeah, I live there.
Do you want people come to trick or treat?
Yeah.
Buy a friggin' piece of a bag of candy, you cheap bastard.
Hey, Scary, you sign up in your building for candy?
No, I'm not going to be home. But, you know, usually when I am home, I just turn the lights out, lock the doors, and go to sleep.
Suck.
Double check that.
Nate, just put an empty bowl outside your house that says take one, and then make it look like these a-hole kids took all the candy.
Bitches, kids.
I tried. I put in my best effort. Yeah,
I'm bored. This is the most boring podcast ever.
It was great before you got here.
Hold on. Okay, good.
We learned that Danielle and Scary basically grew up in jail.
Hoodlums.
Well, because we were saying that where we grew up, we didn't have homecoming. We didn't have Friday Night Lights football games. Like, we didn't have that in the
Their cheerleaders wore sweatsuits.
There was not a king and queen of prom.
We had all of that stuff. We had all of that.
And Halloween Day was brutal. Oh, you wouldn't walk alone to school. You wouldn't go to school.
It was
and you wouldn't get on the buses because the buses all got egged.
Oh, my God.
You got hit with Nair bombs.
Are you fucking kidding me?
They would empty out eggs and put Nair in it, and then you'd get hit in the back of the head. I told you about James Caccaro. He had a bald spot for weeks.
Yeah, and chalk bombs. They would chalk it up and stick it in a women's pair of nylons and
oh, my God.
Gandhi,
you didn't grow up with that, did you?
No, I grew up the way you guys grew up, with homecoming.
Like an idyllic, you know.
Yeah.
What about Staten Island,
Garrett? Oh, it was bad. It was so bad.
What is it, you New York City kids? You're a bunch of hoodlums.
I've never been to prison, but I figured that's what it's like.
Nair bombs? Stealing from the grocery store, this one. Danielle was just raised that way.
I'm just a product of my environment, guys.
Melt the tip of the Barbasol shaving cream can against the stove. You put it on the stove, like right up against the pilot light. And then it would kind of melt. And then when you press the button, the shaving cream would shoot out. And you'd have a whole case of that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So
we used to have water balloon fight nights.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes they would go into the people's homes, and then the parents would get really mad.
That was awesome, though.
Did you put Nair in them?
No, it's just water.
Just water. You monsters.
All right, I gotta go.
Nair bombs, chalk songs.
I'm done.
He's trick-or-treating.
I'm trick-or-treating.
Are you tired, Wonder Woman?
With those eyebrows that you have drawn on, Daniel, I don't know if you're looking at me like you're judging me or you're happy. You have those, like, mean old lady eyebrows.
You can't tell.
She really does.
Who did it?
No.
Hold on, Garrett.
What?
There's a tradition where Scary's building, you sign up to go trick-or-treating at his house. And
your apartment building. And his apartment. Has that.
Yeah. So Scary didn't sign up this year, so I signed Scary up for him.
Oh, no.
They're gonna fuck with you, man.
Yeah,
did you really do that?
Scary!
You really stopped by my house and did that?
They're gonna throw cat crap at your door at your apartment.
I fucking hate you.
Now you gotta stay home.
You know what I'm gonna do? No, I'm gonna buy a bowl of candy and leave it outside my door. I'm not gonna be home. I'm hosting. Did you really do that?
Oh, Scary. It's a joke.
I know, but still, it's embarrassing. I don't have any candy for these kids.
You should have thought about that.
Is this thing over?
No.
We can end it early. It's like Halloween is going on and on. It's gotta stop.
I know. And then it's Christmas. Ooh.
Yeah, Christmas music starts tomorrow.
We're not even Thanksgiving yet.
Oh, here we go.
You know, some radio stations are already doing the Christmas music thing. Light FM is going to do it again here in New York City. Screw them.
Can we do it this year?
They always beat us in the ratings when they play Christmas music.
Yeah. Let's start playing the Gwen Stefani Christmas album tomorrow. It's so fantastic.
Yeah, let's beat them.
We'll do that. All right, well, happy Halloween, guys. I'm leaving.
Bye.
Bye.
Are we done?
We're staying around. He's just taking an early exit.
You guys still have another a minute and a half.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Okay. Well, where do we go from here?
I heard one time a commercial with Ryan Seacrest where he was clearly trying to fill time. So he was like, in 5, 4, 3, 2. Oh, let me tell you about blah, blah, blah. We could do that. So what is it, like 90, 89? Hey,
or what is that trick that you guys do when you don't have enough copy to fill a spot? You just slow your voice down?
You vamp.
Yeah,
you
vamp.
Oh, you should just slow our voices down.
We just gave the phone number like 9 times.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget. Should we all drop our Instagram names? I don't know what's going on
here. Yeah, you can follow.
By the way, Danielle, I think everybody's voting for me as the better-looking Danielle Monero.
Hey, other than myself?
Yeah.
Like, you're getting more votes than actual me.
Yes.
That sucks.
I'm a hot woman.
You are a hot woman.
You, sir, need ideal image because you have a little bit of a 5 o'clock shadow going.
Yes, I don't have the facial hair
that you have. It's like an 8 o'clock shadow.
All right, everybody, follow me on Instagram, at Skeery Jones, S-K-E-E-R-Y Jones.
Yep.
I'm glad I have the dry drop of Nate going, I'm a hot woman.
Yeah. Nate, what's your Instagram?
Oh, hot woman, 79.
Cool.
No, @Nate_Marino, because there's some other like 14-year-old kid in Arizona that has real Nate Marino.
We got to fight him for it.
Mother effer.
What about you, Danielle?
At Radio Danielle Monero.
Garrett?
Ooh, I like the spider.
At Baby Hot Sauce.
That's me. So I guess I'm at Garrett VO.
Thank you.
Right? Yeah. Oh, there we go. There's the music.
Thank God.
87. Saved 86. 85. Okay, we'll see you tomorrow.
84. Yeah. No, nope, Monday. It's Thursday. No podcast on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Happy Halloween.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.